We'll start. It's really the top of Samach Chumen Aleph, bottom of Ayin Ten Amud Bet. So we said yesterday in the brisa that we brought down that im haya makira, if the baby already recognizes the mother, then the mother is really obligated to continue to nurse the baby, even though after divorce, since she's not meshuba to the husband, he'd have to pay her for that service. But nevertheless, she would be obligated, and we can be kofinota, right? We can force her to nurse. So that's the Gemara's going to ask. V'mhaya makira, notein laschara, he has to pay for her services, v'kofa umenikato, right? Or kofa, we can force her, and she will nurse him, mipnei sakana, because of the danger, right? If the baby recognizes the mother and is going to not nurse without the mother, there was no such thing as formula or replacement. The only other replacement was a wet nurse, and if it wasn't willing to take another nurse from someone else, then the baby was in danger. So the question is, ad kamo, how long did it take for the baby to recognize the mother until it's an irreversible point where he would only nurse from the mother? So Amarav, Irmiya, Bar Abba, Amarav, Shlosha Chadoshim. After 3 months of nursing, then the baby already is set in his way, set on nursing from his mother. Shmuel Amar Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says 30 days. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Chamishim Yom. 50 days. So Amar Rav Simi Bar Abaye Alocha Ki Rav Yitzchak. The Alocha is like Rav Yitzchak Shamar Mishim Rav Yochanan. Right, that the time would be 50 days. So Gemara says Bishlam or Rav. Who was of the opinion, what, that at 90 days, right, it would be Shlosha Chadashim, V'Rabbi Yochanan, Kochad B'chad Kichorfe. Each one of them was describing that depending on the baby's maturity or advancement. Ela l'Shmuel, ki ha'gabna mishkachas lo. Like Shmuel, where did we ever find a baby that for after 30 days would be already ready to only nurse from his mother and not from anyone else? When Rami Bar Yechezkel came from Eretz Yisrael, don't listen to these memrot that my brother brought in the name of Shmuel. Because up above, what was Shmuel's opinion was Shloshim Yom. So it sounds like here that his brother was the one who brought that memra, and that was incorrect. This is what Shmuel said. Right? He didn't give a time, but rather, as the time or point that he recognized her, the baby recognizes her. So, hayi da'atai l'kamei d'shmul. So, there was someone who came before Shmuel Amalei, the Rav Dimi, Bar Yosef, Zilbadko. So, this woman came, she had been nursing the baby, and she wanted to give up nursing, and the husband wanted to force her, right, to continue to nurse. This is, again, a grusha. Someone was divorcee, so she's not meshuba to her husband any longer. So, he wants to check out whether he really is, the baby is makira. How do we know that the baby knows her? So azal otva bedari denashe. So they had a lineup, right? A lineup of women. Veshakle libra, right? And they passed the baby down the lineup to see if the baby would recognize the mother. Vekamar de le'alayu. They passed one to the next. Ki mata legabo. When she reached the mother, who was the true mother, right? Havet kamisave the apo. Right, so he was looking up. Rashi says mabit. He was looking up at her face. The possibility that was he was happy. Right, he was joyous. He was excited to see his mother. So kavshtinu leina. She covered her eyes, or she closed her eyes, so that he wouldn't really recognize her. So then minei amalei notafinayich. So he says to her, raise your eyes. Kumdari bereich. Come carry your child. Meaning go take your child. So, I mean, it was clear that the child recognizes the mother and was already, you know, korach achara, and therefore she was obligated then to nurse her. So, the Gemara says, suma mino yodo, a blind baby, meaning that he's unable to see. Here, in the case here, the baby saw the mother and they got excited, saw the mother, and was looking at her. But if you have a blind baby, how does he know? So, the Gemara says, on Rashi Berech of a taima, that's a baby through smell and taste, will recognize which one is his mother, right? So it's not necessarily a visual cue that the baby recognizes the mother, especially since the eyesight doesn't develop so well until after a time, but rather through, right, smell and taste, the baby's able to recognize the mother and then possibly would only nurse from the mother. All right. Tanu Rabbanan. Yonek Tinok Vaholech Ad Esrim Varba Chodesh. Right? This is the machlokas today even. How long is it good to nurse the baby? Right? How long do you nurse the baby for? So now, but Yonek Tinok Vaholech Ad Esrim Varba Chodesh. Right? A baby can nurse for up to 24 months. Beyond Kanveelik Yonek Sheketz. After that point, it's like your Yonek. Rashi says that was Yonek Sheketz means kill the Yonek Dabar Meshukatz. They're your Meyanek, something that is disgusting, meaning that it can be one of two things. Either it's inappropriate, meaning that the child's already of an age where it's not appropriate for them to nurse, or from the other perspective, from the mother's perspective, that it's time, you know, time to wean him off the nursing at that point in time. All right, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Mer Afil Arba B'Chamesh Shanim. What do you mean 24 months? Even 4 or 5 years, right, you can nurse for. So Perish Lachar Esrim V'Arba Chodesh V'Chozor. If after 24 months she gives up, meaning that she stops nursing, then goes back V'Chazar, and then goes back to nursing Kiyonek Sheketz. Again, this idea that it's disgusting or inappropriate at that point to continue to nurse. Amamar Mikabelech Kiyonek Sheketz. From that point and onward, it is Kiyonek Sheketz. V'Raminhi. We have a question. Is Yochol Yehi Chalav Mechalchei Shayim Tomei? I would think what that human milk would be tamei, meaning that you would not be able to eat it, not kosher, right? Just because in general we have the principle what that the milk of a kosher animal is kosher, the milk of a non-kosher animal is not kosher, right? Pig milk, camel milk, all of these are not kosher. So if you're looking at that basic structure, then human milk should be asur, right? Because you can't eat humans, so you should be able to eat their milk. So I would have thought, yeah, chalav ma'al cheshtayim tamei. V'dinu, right? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma behema shekalta b'maga'a. Right, with a behema, when it comes to touching it. When it's alive, a behema cannot be tamei. Hachmarta b'chalava. Yet, what? When it's milk, so for instance, take a gamal, take a chazir. When they're alive, they are not metamei. They don't, if you touch them, you will not become tamei. Nevertheless, their chalav, their milk, you cannot drink. Adam sheikh marta b'magao, a person who can become tamei and can be mitamei when they are alive. And odin shetakmer b'chalavo, then certainly their milk should be asur, right? You should not be able to drink their milk. Talmud lomar, you have a pasuk, et hagamal, you can't eat the gamal, ki malat geirahu. That's why can't you eat the gamal? The gamal is chews its cud, but does not have, right, a split hoof. Hu tamei, vein chalav mahalchei shtayim tamei, ela tahor. So the hu is a miut, right? And the gamal, we learn from the gamal that it is tamei, chalav is tamei. So we say hu, only the gamal or the tamei animals have what milk that is just like them. But those that walk on 2 feet, meaning human beings, their milk is tahor. Yochol otzi et ha-chalav she'enu shaveh b'kol. Right, so maybe I will eliminate the chalav, right, which is not equal in all those times, because milk is not always awesome. There are times when milk is mutter, meaning that if you have it from a kosher animal, a cow's milk, right, goat's milk, that is kosher. V'lo otzi et ha-dam shu shaveh b'kol. But blood will be, what, a problem, meaning that blood of a human being will be tamei, it will be usur to drink one's blood. Meaning that if you were bleeding in your mouth, right, you would not be able to swallow that blood that was in your mouth. Talmud lomar, hu. Again, now, what this second miut is whether it's learned from the same hu in the pasuk by gamal, or whether there's they're referring to the, it says zeh twice or hu twice in the pasuk, and even Tosfos has another whole limud he brings from Krisus. Whatever, another miut by gamal, hu tamei vein dam halchei shtayim tamei. The blood of a animal is tamei, especially of a non-kosher animal, but the blood of a person, right, ela tahor, that is tahor. Rama Rav Sheshis, afilu mitzvahs prisha einbo. That not only is it, right, not only is it that that it's not tamei, that even midrabanan, there's no reason to separate it from it. So lo kasha. So if that's the case, right, how can you say what? That when it's, when the milk of a mother, Right? We just said here that the milk of a mother, once she is separated from her child, right, then it's asur for her to return. Right? But over here, it's dov meshukatz. But over here, we're saying what? That milk of a mother is kosher. It's totally fine, and one can drink the milk of a mother. So why, we just went through this whole thing that milk of a human being is kosher, even dam of a human being will be kosher. So why are you saying that once the baby separates from the mother, he can't go back to nurse him? What's the problem? I mean, it's kosher, he can drink it, it shouldn't be a problem. Mar says, Bokasha had the parish, had the lo parish. Right, that is if it's separated or not separated, v'chilufa v'dam, and the opposite by blood. And we'll bring a proof to this by blood in 1 second. So let's just see Rashi, had the parish. Rashi, had the parish. Hadiktani mutar. When do we say it's mutar to drink the milk of a human being? Kibperish midade aisha lekli. That's if what? If she, right? If she releases the milk into a kli. I mean, not that she's nursing directly, but that is if she lets down the milk into a utensil. Right, then it's separate. Then if you want to take that milk and drink it, that's no problem. Right, to express the milk into a kli, that's fine. But midrabanan, one who nurses after a woman has had the baby separate, meaning the baby's gone independent, and then brings back the baby, that is inappropriate. That midrabanan, we say, is mishukat. So it's not a problem in the milk itself. The milk itself is kosher. It's just a question of how, right, the baby is getting access to that milk. Right, so to continue to nurse is inappropriate, but if she expresses the milk into a bottle or into a cup, then that's fine for the baby to drink. Right, v'chilufa.
It's par. Is that true?
What? Right.
Tell you a sick story afterwards.
V'chilufa v'dam. Right, v'chilufa v'dam. The opposite by blood. The parish also midrabana. Blood that leaves your body, even though midoraita, you could eat that blood. Nevertheless, midrabanan, we say once the blood leaves the body, it's usur midrabanan. It's michlaf b'dam behema, because it'll get mixed up with other blood. I mean, how do we know that blood, if you have a piece of bread that you've been into and there's blood on the bread now, right? So how do we know? If someone else comes from the outside, how do they know that you're bleeding in your mouth, right? And that's why there's blood on the bread, right? So we say don't eat that bread now that has the blood on it, because what? Because that blood was mufrash from you, and it could be just equally be dam behema. The Maimar dam behema achol will think that he ate dam behema. So here, if you look in the Gemara and the continual chilufu dam, we bring a brisa. Kedetanya, we have a brisa. Dam shal gabi akikar, blood that's on bread, right on a loaf of bread or a piece of bread that he bit into. Goro v'ochlo, he can scrape it off and then eat the bread. I mean, he can eat the bread. You just got to get rid of the blood there because this zera derabanan a parish, right? Ben shinayim, if the blood you're bleeding, say you flossed. Somehow flushed a little hard, brushed a little hard, and your gums are bleeding. That motzitzov ein choshesh, that you can suck out and you can eat it and you can swallow it. You don't have any problem. Why? Because the blood, we just said, human blood is not a problem. The only problem is when you have a chashash that it's going to look like other blood. When it's in your mouth, it's obvious that what? That it's coming from your mouth and you don't have to worry. First of all, nobody else can see it. That's what myself, right? Nobody else can see it. And otherwise, it's almost Muchamilsa, that the blood's coming from you. You see your gums are bleeding, nobody's going to question it. But generally, it's inside your mouth, so there's nothing really for other people to investigate, you know, that you're eating blood. So Amar Mar, Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Afilu Arba B'chomeshanim. Rabbi Yeshua said that she can nurse, the mom can nurse for even up 4 to 5 years. Right? V'atanya, we have a brisa, Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Afilu Chavila Toak Tefav. Right? Even if he's carrying his load, meaning that he's already old enough.
He brings a chair.
What?
He brings a chair over to his...
Right, brings a chair over. Right.
And he asks nicely and says, please.
Right.
He makes a bracha.
Exactly. So, chavila talk, teifav, meaning that if he's already old enough or mature enough that he's carrying stuff around, he can nurse. So what is? So it sounds Rabbi Yeshua has two different time periods. One's 4 or 5 years, and one's that he's like walking around carrying. So when it says, idividi chachiru, that's the same thing. 4 or 5 years old already, he's carrying his backpack. You know, he's got his stuff going. So Rabbi Yosef halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is k'Rabbi Yeshua that it's fine to nurse even beyond the 24-month period, even up to 4 or 5 years. All right. Again, the nafkamina would be if the baby's dependent on this, right? A couple of things. Whether it's what woman's mishubah to do this, a mishabedet to do this, number one. Number two, in a divorce, if it's makiran, he won't nurse and he won't drink from anywhere else. If there's a sakana, whether we can force her to continue to nurse, right? And again, how long should a woman nurse before it's considered inappropriate? So these are all nafkaminot from what we learned today.
Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is not very precise, 4 or 5 years, and what is it?
Right. Oh, so that's a good Tosfos points out at the top. It's interesting. Tosfos is dealing with another issue, not your question necessarily. Tosfos asked that on a couple of davim ago. Generally, the Gemara asks, whenever the Gemara gives two time periods, the Gemara will ask, or a Mishnah will say 2 or 3 years. The Mishnah will say, well, if you told me 3 years, why do you need to tell me 2 years? Right. And it's always obvious that why would you give a time period that's one's less, one's more, unless you think that there's a difference between them? You otherwise say up to 3 years, like you're saying, say up to 5 years. So Tosfos in other places says, what could Amri Inche? At certain times when the Mishnah says that, they don't ask because I'm the ancient. People talk like that. When he's 4 or 5 years old, they go. That's the way they talk. So over here, he says, if you look in the Tosfos, top Tosfos in Samach HaNav, he says, Afgav the Hocha Lech Lameimar Arba Chamei Shonim Kid Amri Inche, right, about Tikhilu Tuba Mashma, that it's not just the lingo of people to say 4 or 5 years, and he means 4 or 5 years and even more. I mean, that's not just a big number that they're looking for. But rather, Dafka Nokot Ad Chamesh. Right, because it's definitely particular that he means until 5 years old. Why? The fact that the Gemara asked the question about the time period when he's still carrying his loads around, when he's wearing his backpack, right, 2, 4, or 5 years, means that the Gemara thought it was an exact time, not 4 or 5 meaning any amount of time. Right? You don't have to ask the question. Why? Why don't you ask the question? If they said 5 years old, what do you need 4 years old for? Right? Like you're saying, it's not an exact time. Is it? So now get arba the bari, the chamesh the kachush. So Tosfos answers up that 4 or 5 years is, there is precision to this. 4 years is for someone, a baby that's healthy and ready to go, and 5 years is for a weaker baby who needs to be nursed past that point. So Tosfos sees it as being a, not like yours, right, as precise time.
A two-tiered.
Exactly.
I feel like girls and boys, it was 4, it was 5, it was a stronger,
right.
They say.
Well, the Gemara, we saw that earlier in the Gemara, yeah. Right? And so again, so he's saying there is precision to these numbers, 4 or 5 years, but that has to do right with the circumstance rather than the imprecision of 4 or 5 years. You could have said, like you said, 4 or 5 years, the general time period around which you do it. All right. Tanya, Rabbi Bernina Somer, Goneach. Someone who is, well, Goneach generally means moaning, right? But he's moaning here because he has mich'ev libo. He has some sort of heartache. Whatever, pain in his heart, heartache. He is groaning from this. Yonek chalav b'shabbat. He can nurse, or meaning that he can drink directly milk from the animal on Shabbos. All right, so my time. So what's the problem? What's the problem in general of milking on Shabbos? Milking is a problem in malacha of dash, right? Dash, mefarik, right? You're separating something from its source, from its core, right? So, in general, we don't say, you say you're not allowed to milk on Shabbos. You can't milk on Shabbos because dash or mefarik, right, are a problem of a malacha, and that is the malacha, the Gemara says, is the malacha, milking is the malacha of dash. And if the behemah is bitzar, we were what's called dash or mefarik li'ibud, right, then your dash and mefarik, you squeeze it out and let it go to the ground. I mean, the problem of dash is that if you capture it in a kli, right, it's the same problem again for a woman. A woman who is on Shabbos needs to nurse, but if she does not nurse directly, she cannot express her milk on Shabbos because expressing milk would be the melach of dash, the same thing. Milking or expressing milk would be the same problem. So the solution that we generally recommend for women is to express the ibud. Meaning that is, they don't express into a kli, but rather they express into a sink, which is that the milk goes li'ibud, so therefore it's not a problem of dash or mefarik. Or even if they do it into a kli, we put dirt, you put dirt in there, something dirt in there, that'll make it, right, not useful anymore. So that's the problem of dash. So here's a person who is goneach, and the health requirement, the medicinal need is to have this milk, fresh milk, whatever it is. So therefore, they milk on, he can't milk for himself to get this fresh milk from the animal, so he can actually, he can directly, drink directly from the udder of the animal on Shabbos. Why is this?
They get the animal's agreement for this.
Okay. As long as he doesn't kick, then it's okay. So Yonek, Mefarik, he says, because Yonek is Mefarik Ka'achar Yad, right? Yonek is, nursing is Mefarik Ka'achar Yad, not the normal way, right, of milking, And when there's pain, meaning that it essentially goes to two sides, which is that it's in pain of the animal, I told you we were milked to the ibud, or for the pain of the individual here, where he needs to, the Rabbanim weren't goes there, because if it's glacher yad, it's only already a melacha dirabonon, right? It's glacher yad. And therefore here, they were not goes there, but makom tsar. Alright, Amar of Yosef, and again, that comes today to the issues of the Mahajan, Tenuva Mahajan, whether they milk on Shabbos or not, right? I mean, the problem with Mufarek, right, is when we milk on Shabbos. The question about whether today, where it's all done electronically, the milking is all done electronically and automatically, when they move the animal into the stall and the milking is done by machine already, it's done on timer, the machines come on, they grab onto the udders, everything's done without human intervention, whether that's okay. I mean, is that
Mufarek? Yeah, I remember years ago hearing talks on the do the same thing. The first drops go into something that's dirty, that's not useful, and then I think I guess there's a mechanical process.
Right, the machines. Sometimes I think they actually have to. They might have to hook up the actual milking machines onto the udders itself. I don't know if that's so automated that actually when the cow walks in, it comes on, but goes on the udders, but you have to hook it on. But then it goes on, the machine itself works by itself. The person doesn't have to do anything to turn it on, work by itself. So that's machlokas, whether that's sufficient already for that milking on Shabbos, whether that milk should have been milked leibud and not used, or can be used. And I think I'm not such a bookie here, but I think that's the difference in the mahajan, whether they take the milk from Shabbos or not, whether that milk's taken or not. All right. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi says, Halacha k'Rabbi Marinas. The halacha is like Rabbi Marinas here. That what? That one is allowed to milk directly from the animal. I mean, yonek, nurse. I don't even know what the proper term for this is. Drink directly from the udder of the animal. All right. Tanya. Nochumish gal yomer. Sinor. Sh'alu bo kashkashim. Ma'achan beraglo betzina b'shabas. So here you have what? A pipe. It sounds like a gutter. Right, that has growth, like grass grew in the gutter or something that's blocking the gutter from working, and therefore what's happening? The roof is flooding and it's dripping into the house because it's not draining. The roof's not draining properly because the gutter has a blockage in it, right? So now, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos? You're allowed to be ma'achan beraglo. You're allowed to smush it down with your foot, step on it, to allow the flow to go, but sina b'Shabbos, as long as you do it without other people seeing, right? Ve'eno choshesh. Why don't you have to worry about it? It's my time up. Metakin klacher yadu. That's not the normal way to fix the pipe or to be metakin something. Normally you take your hand and you pull out what's blocking the way. Here the fact that he's using his foot is what? Already a shinoi. It's klacher yad. Here there's going to be a huge loss. I mean, if he doesn't unclog the pipe, right, then what's going to happen? It's going to flood the roof and the roof's is dripping into his house. So makom pseida, we're here, he's doing it klacher yad. The Rabbanim were not goes there, and they allowed him to stick his foot in again, as long as it's what? As long as it's done, betzina, it's done privately. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Halacha k'Nachum Ishkalya. Halacha is like Nachum Ishkalya. Again, why are these all brought down here? It's because in all these cases, Rabbi Yosef says the Halacha is like somebody. The sugi that's relevant to us was Rabbi Yeshua, right? How long does the mother nurse? They said 4 or 5 years. Rabbi Yosef said Halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. Then, what seemed to be a somewhat related case, but really have nothing to do with here, is a Shabbos case about you can drink directly from the udder on Shabbos in the makom tzar when you're in pain or when there's a choli. So that again, Rabbi Yosef says halacha is like Rav Raminas. And again, here the third case on Shabbos is where he's mahamech biraglo, where he steps on it to clear out the pipe with his his foot. Right then, Rabbi Yosef said the halacha is kenachum ish galio. So in all of these cases, right, the halacha of Rabbi Yosef says halacha is like the individual who's speaking here, and that's why they're all brought down together in one place. Now, I would just point out here, Tosfos has an interesting point here, which is that we generally have a principle in Shabbos. What do we know? That something is osur, right? In mishum achshad, because what people will think, or anything that's osur in Shabbos, it's even osur b'chedre chadarim. It's osur even all the way inside.
That's because
of Marisayin. Right, because of Marisayin, right? We say even b'chedre chadarim. The classic case there is where one comes back from walk through the river, and he has wet clothing on. He can't hang them up in his backyard. There, there's one opinion in the mission because hang it low connected am as long as people don't see. Say no, whatever is also b'chedre chadarim. You can't hang it up at all because it doesn't matter who sees, right? That's not relevant. So over here, why is it saying b'tzina? Go do it. If nobody sees you, kind of sticking your foot in there, then it's okay. So Tosfos makes an interesting distinction here. If you look at the last Tosfos, was ma'achan beraglo. That's only when it comes to malacha de oraisa. That's the case we just said. Where he puts it out to dry, right? Out in the sun to dry. He's drying out the laundry or his wet clothing. It looks like he laundered his clothing. That's a chashash de oraisa mechabes, right? Therefore, what? You can't do it, even if it's b'chadrei chadarim. She'im yiru yisperu shekapsam b'shabbos. They'll think that he laundered them on Shabbos. Aval hocha, right over here, lo yiru ela malacha k'lachar yad. Over here, they'll only see what? A malacha k'lachar yad, ab yirabonon. Even if they see what he's doing, it's only a what? Derabonon. Therefore, vidaz b'tzina, lo gazri rabonon, also b'chadrei chadarim. Interesting toso, just interesting distinction to keep in mind, that principle. I don't know. It's a good question. I've looked into it, but I don't know. But it's an amazing distinction that Tosus makes in Maris Ayin here. Okay, so now let's go. We said Upayrish Lachar Ismar Bachodesh Bachozer Kiyona Kasheret. If he separates after 24 months, it's like Kiyona Kasheret. So Kamol, how long is considered a separation that he shouldn't return to nursing? Right. So that they say Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva Amar Shmo Shloshi Yomim. After 3 days already, that's considered a separation. Ikadamri Tani. So here it's saying, Yehuda bar Chaviva says it in the name of Shmuel, looks like Shmaitato, writes in his name. Right over here it says, no, Tani Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, coming to Shmuel. That he said over a Mishnah or a Breitzel in front of Shmuel, that's a Tanaic source. Shloshi Yomim, 3 days. So Tan Rabbana, may neket shemait balo, batoch esim rabbi chodesh, or he said, lo tit areisu lo tinase. A woman, a nursing woman, whose husband passed away, should not get engaged or married within 24 months after. Right, her husband's passing away. So, Ades from Barba Chodesh, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the position of Mary. Yehuda Matir B'Shmonasa Chodesh, only up to 18 months. You have to wait 18 months, not 24 months. I remember Ratan Bar Yosef, Hein Divrei Beishamai, Hein Divrei Beisil. This machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the same machlokus between Beisil and Beishamai. She Beishamai Omrim Es Barba Chodesh, U Beisil Omrim Shmonasar Chodesh. Beishamai holds like Rabbi Meir, 24 months, and Beisil holds like Rabbi Yehuda, 18 months. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ani achriya ledivrei Omer esrim barba chodesh materli nasei beesrim achad chodesh. I would be paskin alocha that according to one who says 24 months, she can already marry at 21 months. Right? Ledivrei Omer b'shmonasar chodesh materli nasei b'chamishasar chodesh. One who says 18 months can already get what? Married at what? 15 months. Why is that? Right? Because I would think that since it takes 3 months to etchi hukara ubar. Right, 3 months until the Ubar is, either the problem here is that what? It takes 3 months to be noticeable, the Ubar, and that won't, the Gemara believes Damnaka Chalav, that would ruin her nursing ability once she was pregnant again. Right, so it takes 3 months before she really loses her nursing. So within that period, if he starts 3 months beforehand, by the 24 months it'll be fine, or the 15 months will get to 18 months, or that the Gemara believes it takes some time to get pregnant, and therefore, right, she has a little buffer in there, meaning that if she starts at 15 months, it's already okay by 18 months. Right, that the milk won't go away until after 3 months. I think it sounds like more like 3 months of pregnancy, meaning that if she got pregnant right away, still be 3 months before the milk would go away. Amar ulo halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it's 18 months.
But Amar Ukva. It doesn't mean it the other way anyway. In other words, it says can't marry within 24 months. And it means because they won't. Or 18 months, they won't
become impregnated, right? Oh, meaning that when he says 18, I see what you're saying.
He's already taken into account that
right, their statements already took into account that there's a 3 month period, but we know that 24 months right, is it generally, right, is it actually Gamel, right? So that's since it's a round number, meaning that 18 months and 24 months sound like round numbers, right? 18, the 15 and 21, those numbers seem like random numbers rather than particular numbers, right? Right. Ramuka says that I was able to marry a woman who was nursing after 15 months. Okay, so again, paskening like not only like Rabbi Yehuda, but even the qualification of Rabbi Yehuda by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it's 15 and not 18 months. Okay? So Arise de Abaye, Atzadatakleme de Abaye. So he had a sharecropper or a worker of some sort, but this a woman, either he came in front of him to marry a woman who was nursing, or she was nursing, which it sounds more like. Atzadatakleme de Abaye, Amalei, Maul Yareis Bechamisha Asar Chodesh. What about to get engaged After 15 months, Amalei Chado. First of all, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever you have machlokes in Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lacha, goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says what? 18 months. Number two is Vod Beit Shem Beit Hillel, Lacha Beit Hillel. You do machlokes between Beit Shem Beit Hillel, Lacha is always like Beit Hillel. V'amar Ulu Alacha Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda already said that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now all three of these would say what? 18 months. And number two is V'amar Mukva Hiliyati Rabbi Chanina say Lacha Chamisha Chasodesh. I was allowed to marry already, to have nisuin after 15 months. That's what Marukva says. So you, who are only trying to get engaged, certainly after 15 months should be okay. When it came before Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amrei Tavayot, Tzrich Lamtin, Esrim Varba Chodesh, Chutz Miyom Shnolabad, Chutz Miyom Shintarispa. No, the halacha is you have to wait 24 months, excluding the day that the baby was born, and excluding the day that you get engaged. I mean, 24 full months of nursing, which goes against all these memras that we said above. So now Abai is upset, right? Abai paskin 15 months, not even 18 months, 15 months. And here, Rav Yosef comes on and paskins 24 months, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav Batrei Plata Parse, Ramila Parse Bechala, he ran after him. It means Abai ran after Rav Yosef to learn this memra, to hear this, you know, the fact that the halacha wasn't like him. Ran after him for three parsa ult, or he ran after him on parsa in sand. And he didn't catch him. So Amar Abaye, Hai Masud Amar Rabbanon. This memra that Rabbanon, this advice that Rabbanon say, Afilu Biata Bekutcha Lo Lishreinish B'makom Rabbe, right? That a person shouldn't paskin halacha, even an obvious halacha in the town that his Rebbe is. That even what? That you're allowed to have eggs with milk. Alright, that you can have eggs are not fleshik, right? You can have eggs with milk. That's such an obvious halacha. A person should even paskin in the city that is his Rebbe is. Lo mishum de Mexico, Kibusko, not because it's chutzpah to paskin in the city that your Rebbe is, even if he gets permission, meaning, Ela mishum flo mistaya milsa lememra, because what? It's not good mazel to be paskining in the city that your Rebbe is. Ta'ana v'kamino le'had Rabbi Shmuel. I knew this halacha of Rabbi Shmuel. I had learned it. I didn't remember to say it. When someone came to get halacha from me, I didn't remember to say it. So he says here, he was in the city of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, and even though he knew the halacha, he had bad mazel, he didn't remember it because of this thing that you shouldn't, or this idea that you shouldn't be paskening in the city that your Rebbe is. It's just not a good
idea. We say that a posek, like Rav Moshe was a strong proponent, that a posek has the other Dishmaya to paskin correctly.
Right.
That's like really the only way that you can get it right. So many things you take the responsibility on. First Baruch Hu helps you to not make mistakes. So if someone's in the the same neighborhood as Rebbe, there's no need for him to paskin. If his Rebbe is there,
right,
he shouldn't be paskin in place where his Rebbe is. So he's not going to have that Siyata Dishmaya. So
that's interesting. The only thing I would say is here, that he's not saying it's a chutzpah, which would have been if he didn't have permission or was passing before his Rebbe. Here he had even permission to be there with his Rebbe. But you're saying that Siyata Dishmaya is that they can give to service the community. And the only need, once that's taken care of, you don't have someone else to service the community. It's a nice thought. All right, Tarabana not no benodam inekit ugamalto umeit muterli nase. She gave her baby over to a wet nurse, or she weaned her baby, or the baby died muterli nase miyad. She can get married right away. I mean that after this point, there's no need for her to nurse anymore, so she can get married right away. But Papa Rabbi Unabrei Rabbi Yeshua sober the man barub doki I must need. So they were going to do paskan alocha like this brisa. Amra yuhu haisavta. This older woman said to them, I had a case like this. Rav Nachman said, do not get married. You cannot get married, even though either the baby died or it was weaned, or if it was what? Given to a wet nurse, you may not get remarried. Any until the period's over, until the 24-month period is over. Why? Rav Nachman did Rav Nachman allow the Reish Galusa to go ahead and get married prior to the 24 months being given up? So this is a case, again, when they were nursing. What are we afraid about when they're nursing? If you give it over to a wet nurse, what are we afraid of? That at any point, the wet nurse can give you the baby back and say, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. If that happens, and the woman's already gotten married and got pregnant, then she will not have any milk to take the baby back. So the fact that she's given over to a wet nurse, we're afraid that the wet nurse might give it back to you. So the Gemara says, Shiny Beirish Galusa Dula Hadar Behu. When it comes to Beirish Galusa, they're important people. They've got power. Nobody's going to hand back the baby. If they give it over to a wet nurse, the wet nurse isn't going to have the audacity or the will to come and return the baby to the Reish Galusa because they can enforce it. Right? Whereas a normal person, if they go over to a wet nurse and comes back and says, I can't do it anymore, too bad, then that person's up, you know, they have to deal with the baby now. So we don't allow her to get married because of this fear that it might be reversed. That she gave it over to a nurse might be reversed, but by Rabbi Shkulusa, there was enough fear that it wouldn't be reversed. Don't you hold of this, Braisa? This is a case, what? With a woman, this has nothing to do with nursing, but a woman of Avchana. How do we know that a woman has to wait to get married after her husband passes away for 3 months to be mavchin, right? Whether it's a baby from the first husband or for the second husband. Now what happens? We can come up with all these cases where what? That there's no reason to wait. Why? She spent a lot of time with her parents. And that she wasn't with her husband. So if she wasn't with her husband, there's no chance she was impregnated by her husband before he passed away. Or she was in a fight with her husband so that they weren't together, right? Her husband's in prison, so there's no chance, right, that she, not like today's prisons, but in their day, prisons, right, there was no chance that she had she was impregnated by the first husband. Or he's, what, overseas. So again, there's no chance that she could have been with her husband, and he passes away. He was old, he was, you know, sick. Or she is unable to have children. You know, these cases, v'katana, uktana, or a young girl who's unable to get impregnated, or someone who what has a miscarriage after her husband's death, so it's clear now that the whatever pregnancy was done, is completed already, and now whatever she is pregnant is from the new husband. Or she's not, right, roy to give birth. Meir says, even though in all these instances, what, there's no need to wait, we still wait the 3 months. Why?
Low plug.
Right, just low plug. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can get married or get engaged right away. Why? Because in these cases, there's no chashash. So, we say, what? We just had this earlier. We had this yesterday's daf, that the loch is like Rabbi Meir when it comes to his gzera. This is clear gzera of Rabbi Meir, right? There's no need to wait. He's waiting because of low plug. So he says, Amalei Lavadatin, that I wasn't thinking about that. I didn't have that on my mind. And therefore, what the halacha would be, what, that you have to wait 24 months, no matter what happens. I mean, that even if the woman gives it over to a nurse, even if the baby dies, or even if she, what, weaned the baby off of nursing already, in all these cases, you still have to wait. Parallel to the case here, where she has to wait the 3 months, because, what, we say, lo plug. So Rabbi Hilchos saw, now the halacha is meis mutar gamlato asur. If the baby dies, it's mutar for her to what? Go on and to get married. If she weaned the baby, it's asur for her to go on. Why? Because we suspect, but we don't suspect the woman of killing her baby. Right? We won't say she kills her baby so she can go get married. That we don't suspect. But we do suspect what? That the woman will try to wean the baby off of nursing earlier so she can get married. That is, right, because she thinks it's not a damage for the baby. She'll just nurse him quickly, get him off the nursing, and then she can go on and get married. So therefore, we said there's a low plug by weaning the baby off of nursing, but we don't say a low plug by the baby's death. The baby's dead. There's no reason for her to continue nursing or to wait anymore, and there shouldn't be a low plug because we're not afraid she's going to kill the baby in order to get married. Right? Mar Ravashi Amar Afilu Meis Nami Osur. Right? Why? Dilma Katlele. Maybe she will kill the baby, Aslam Minsava, and she'll go get married. Hava Ubda V'chan Kate. Right, that we had a case and a woman suffocated her baby so she could go get married. The Gemara says, Belohi, that's not a good proof. How you show Tavi, this woman was crazy. Generally, women don't suffocate, don't kill their children. Right, that's not a normal thing, a normal way to act or behave. And therefore, we don't suspect a woman of killing her baby in order to get married. All right,
where Rabbi Meir said.
But
the baby died was one of the cases that was listed where Rabbi Meir said that the way anyway, right?
Right, but Rabbi Meir's not talking about nursing. Rabbi Meir's talking about a case of pregnancy to be havkin. I mean, that the brights that we brought down to prove the halachas like Rabbi Meir and Zerutav has nothing to do with nursing. It all has to do with how fast can she remarry. Nothing to do with nursing. I mean, that's the havkana. How do we know it's the baby from the first or the second guy? So there, Rabbi Meir's making that psak. So we're extrapolating. Since the halacha is like Rabbi Meir Zerutav, that he goes there by the woman not remarrying because we want to be mafkin between the baby from the first husband and from the second husband, we say we need a low plug, certainly by the baby, same should be true, that there is a low plug. But right, but it's not, He doesn't bring those cases aren't relevant to the Yonika cases of where she's nursing the baby. Gemara just said, based on that, we'll extrapolate it and say that Rabbi Meir would say the same thing over here, and that the halacha should be that you wait no matter what, lo plug. Then the Gemara says, well, we'll only say lo plug where it's relevant to say lo plug, which is what, by when she weans him off in nursing rather than where now the baby dies. Right. So now the Gemara is going to attack the last case. Another Rabbi Narishnot, the law of Ben Lahanik. It's a wet nurse. She's given a baby to nurse. She's not allowed to also nurse her son, lo ben chaverta, and not her another. I mean, she can't take on two babies to nurse. Pascha kima, right? If they gave her only a little food to eat, meaning to get the nursing going, ochelet harbe, she has to eat a lot, meaning that she's responsible for her own money to eat a lot, because she needs to eat a lot to produce enough for her and the baby. Lo tochel imo dvarim arayim lechalav, and he shouldn't drink things that are bad for milk. Okay, so Hashna b'na amarts lo, you said that what she's not allowed to nurse her son along with the other baby that she wasn't given to nurse. You have to tell me about another. I mean, she can't take on two babies. Maybe you say she takes on baby A, right? And then we say when she's nursing baby A, she can't nurse her own child. And then you say not only can she not nurse her own child, she can't nurse baby B. Why? You don't need to tell me that. Once we know she can't nurse even her own child, certainly she can't take on a third-party child when she's nursing this baby. So Gemara says, no. Her own child, who she has a connection with, she'll end up nursing him extra, and therefore there won't be enough left for the other baby that she took on to nurse. Well, Ben Chaverta, where she's detached from it, meaning that she's what? She's the third party both to the child she took on and the second child she took on. Then Ilav to Havala, right? Motar, if she didn't know she had enough to nurse both babies, Lava Mamtsile. She wouldn't have taken on the second baby. Right? Kamash Malan, that we what? That we suspect in this case that she took on the baby because of what? She needed the money, whatever it is, but she's not responsible in these areas, and we say, no, do not take on the baby unless there's only one baby. You only let her nurse one baby at a time. Pascha came up, Ochelet Harbe. If they only gave her, the agreement was that she would nurse the baby and they gave her a certain amount of food. If they only gave her a small amount of food, right, then she has to eat a lot anyway. Meaning that just because they're only feeding her a little bit or only paying for a little bit of food, she still has to eat a lot. Meaning because she's got to provide enough for the baby. Who is responsible to pay for the extra food? Amar Rav Sheshit, Mishalot. Right, that she has to, that's her own. She has to pay out of pocket to make sure that she eats enough in order to nurse the baby. Loch tochal, you'll help me here. Loch tochal imo dvarim arayim. You can't eat things that are bad for milk. What is things that are bad for milk? All right, you have to help me with some of these items here. My ninu, what are these things? All right, amrav kahana kagon. Kashut, right? I don't know. What?
Hops.
Hops. I don't know.
Okay. Hops, that's like...
Oh, hops, hops. Okay, hops for making the beer. All right, bechazis, which sounds like a... What? Sprouts?
Green sprouts.
Yeah, green sprouts.
Sprouting green.
Right. I was going to say just stuff that they cut. Grass, long grass that they cut. Something like that. But dagim ktanim. Right. Small fish. Badma, clay. Right. Abayamar afilu kro. Right. Even a gourd of some sort. Vechavusha. Again, what's chavusha here?
They have a popular quince.
Okay. Quinces. Papamar afilu kro vikurfa. Right. Even a... I'm sorry, craw. I translate as craw because that would be a cord, but Rashi says has a lashon of koret, not craw. And he says that's racha gadel bedekel, mashnosif al anaf b'shanazu, the additional part that grows on the palm tree that's soft on the top that you can't eat. Mekufra would be an unripe or a small date. Rashi amar afilu kamcha, right? Even kuteach, which is a milk, like a milk that was rotten already. I don't know what they call it, but milk that's been left to...
Cream dish.
Yes.
Very appealing dish.
Right. Oh,
sour milk and moldy bread.
Exactly, moldy bread. Moldy bread. It's kuteh chababli. You're not allowed to eat that with... that you can't eat with butter.
It was a dip.
Right, it was a dip. Very good. I feel the kamcho. Right, the Gemara Psocha mentions it. Gemara Brachos mentions it. Vaharsana.
I don't know why it's kind of popular.
Vaharsana. And also... Harsana, which is dagim metuganim. This is fish that are basted with or have flour on them. Betzir v'shuman, and they have brine and fat, the fish fat and fish brine on top of them. All of these things are not good for the milk. Minayu paske chalav, some of these stop her from giving milk. Minayu akre chalav, right? And some of them cause the milk to be you know, poor quality milk or whatever. It becomes the ugly, so, I mean, everything. But it's, yeah, it's something that the milk is not good for the baby. All right, why don't we stop here? The next sugya runs all the way into tomorrow's daf. There's an interesting Tosfos up here, by the way. He says that you don't have to get permission for paskin. You don't have to worry about you shouldn't even paskin about an egg and milk. So he says the Aruch has but that egg and milk. Even Am Haaretz knows that. You don't need to tell anybody that you can eat eggs and milk. So he has to come up with a case here. What? That it's a case of there's a case where eggs can become, or you can be a choshesh. Once if you check an animal and the eggs are found inside. Right, there's a question of when do they become separate entities? Meaning that when are they, as those of you learning your day, right? When do they, if they're Me'ura B'Gidin, if they're covered up in Gidin, do we say they're part of the Basar of the, like the chicken, and therefore they are Fleshik, or we treat them like Fleshik, or when do they become already separate entities that the egg is still, even after you shech the animal, go inside and take out the egg, that it's considered a separate entity, that would be Usur. So that's what he says the question here is, that you can even though you can paskin. I feel biyatim kudal lo lishrin shay. You can paskin aloch like this, which is a simple aloch. I don't think it's so simple anymore, but that you can still paskin in a city.
Here.